What is your most painful memory during the time of the revolution?
My most painful memory was when the protesters in Tahrir Square were separated using water cannons and Molotov cocktails. That was the worst part of it. Another atrocious event in Tahrir Square that really affected me was the usage of rubber bullets. Terrible, the sight when a rubber bullet hits human skin, it just separates into those tens and hundreds of little bullets, plastic inside the skin. It's just terrible to see. Another terrible thing that I'll never forget is when the thugs, Mubarak thugs and the NDP thugs, attacked the protesters with their camels and horses and whipped them. That was an unforgettable.
Do you think Egypt is ready for democracy?
Yes.
I think Egypt is ready. No, I don't think Egypt is ready for democracy because the people, they don't know, and they're not quite sure what it is, and just people think it's if it's being fair or not for us.
Would you have voted, or did you vote for yes or no for changing the constitution?
Yes, I wanted the. Yes, I would voted yes because I wouldn't wanted the constitution to totally change. I just wanted the parts of it.
So I voted no because I thought that is the answer I was in control of because I didn't know what yes would have ended up with. So I said no.
Okay, and now we have Mr. Rodrigo. Hi.
Hi.
Okay. So what do you think of the elections?
I think it's important, first time in many, 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 many years. I think people are excited, and I think it's a big step towards popular participation.
If you had the opportunity to vote, would you vote yes or no?
I don't know. I don't feel I have enough information to understand actually the two options. But from what I understood, I don't think there is a wrong option. It depends. Because from what I understand, one of the options is to make some changes now, and the other in the constitution, and then the other option is to wait until we have a new parliament, and then have the whole constitution changed. In my opinion, I think both options have a value, because like the country's a little bit unstable now. So if you accept to have those changes and bring some sort of security to the people, I think is important. On the other hand, to have change on the constitution before you have a valid parliament chosen by the people, you might lose the reliability of the whole process. So there's no wrong option.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Rodrigo.
All right, see you.
Yes, because they're both leading to the same thing, but yes is quick.
I would choose to say no.
What's your opinion when the horses and camels attacked the protesters in Tahrir Square?
Really, really sick from the 28th, and I decided not to leave my home because I started to do wrong decisions because of the amount of poisons that I got from the expired fuel gas, and I was really making wrong decisions. Like for example, I would want to go to fix myself a cappuccino, for example, and then I find myself in the balcony. And I realized that I'm something's terrible with me, so I'm not gonna get down, right? Until I watched TV and I saw that thing, Democratic Gash. And what I felt at that moment is the exact feeling I had when I watched the movie 300. At the end of the movie, when we knew that the most beautiful and best people of that country were just getting killed because everybody else never went with them. And I felt ashamed of myself. And I just got in my car and went there. And I said to myself, you know what? If I want to live, I want to live with these people. If I want to die, I would really want to die with these people. These are the most beautiful and these are the people who deserve to live with. Other than that, I don't want to know anything about Egypt. We got
beaten,
and it was a terrible night, but alhamdulillah, we did it.
Okay, so when I saw the camels and stuff, I didn't understand what was going on, But then after we realized the thing, we all were hesitant. And I felt really happy because for the first time, the Egyptians I know cared about their country, and they wanted to do the stuff that they thought was right despite they're going to be harmed or not. So yeah.
Did you feel emotional after Mubarak's second speech?
No.
Could you give us a synonym for democracy?
Equality. Freedom. Fairness. Equality. Voting. Transparency. Freedom. 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 Freedom of thought and expression. Freedom of expression. Equality.
Freedom.
Justice.
Liberty. عالمك في ايدي واسمي شهيد بودع الدنيا وشايفك يا مصر حلوة ولبسة جديد